Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you?
And your name is Dustin. Can you spell your name for me, please?
Yes, it is Dustin.
Yeah. Thank you, Dustin. I understand you're located here in California. Is that Southern California?
I'm sorry, we're not located in California. We're located in Maine.
Really? The young lady I just spoke to said she was in California.
Well, I am sorry, we do use a call center that may be located there. However, our location is in Maine.
That's your main office.
Yes.
Okay. The reason for the call is because I called and talked to someone last week, and during that time, I had a dispute on a purchase that was sent to me that I did not order, that was supposed to be ordered in March of 2021. Now, I had a conference call with my bank and this individual, and he said that he was going to refund the money as long as we didn't follow through with a dispute. And I said, that's fine. He gave me a confirmation number. Does that show up on my account?
If you'll give me just one moment to look over this account for you, it'll take me just a moment.
Okay.
I really do apologize that it is taking me a moment to look over the account.
Well, it's Tuesday and a lot of computers are pretty slow.
So yes, I am showing that it does look like where you called in with the bank and spoke to one of the agents, and there was a refund issued.
There was. Do you know what the date that it shows the refund being issued?
Yes, if you'll give me just a moment, I could definitely get that date for you.
Please, thank you.
And I do want to thank you for your patience since it is taking me a moment to look and see if I can get that exact date for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm glad on the phone it has a mute because I had to sneeze real bad.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience, and I really do apologize about the wait since it is taking so long for me to see the exact date that was processed for you.
Can you tell me what the confirmation number was so I could verify it in my records? Would that show up at the same time?
I am showing that it looks like the confirmation number would have been 771837.
1837?
Yes.
7716837. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I'm showing it as 771837.
Okay, 771837. Hmm. 771837. No six in there, huh?
Thank you for holding for me. So, I do apologize. I'm not able to see the exact date that was processed. However, I'm showing in our system that it is showing you should see that back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days. Now, it shows the date that this was processed in your office. What was that date?
Yes, that's what I was saying, is my system is not able to see exactly what date the refund was processed. I can just see that the refund was processed, and my system is showing me that it should take 3 to 5 business days from today for you to see that back in your account.
From today?
Yes.
But this was supposed to have been done last week, like in Tuesday. So you're telling me that when he gave a confirmation number for the refund, it didn't go into effect until today?
So what I am sorry, once we process a refund, we do have to send it over to corporate so they can get that sent back through to your bank. So it can take a few days for all of that to process.
No, I understand that, but I mean, on the account, what was the date that this began? And I mean, he had to put it down on a certain day that, yes, I agree that, yes, we agree as a spokesman for OMAX to refund this money. And I am starting the process on this date. So, when did that individual submit it? Not that the funds were transferred that day. What was the date that he submitted the refund and the confirmation number? And when I say refund, I'm not talking about submitting a check. I'm talking about that he agreed to what we have been talking about. That should be there, and his notes.
Yes, I'm showing the day you had called in and spoke to the agent was on 8/27.
8/27. Okay, that's what I was looking for, hon.
Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
So the 27th, and I'm looking. Yeah, hang on 1 second. I'm just trying to get a better handle on a time frame. So the 27th really was a Saturday, and I called on the 22nd.
I'm sorry, however, the 27th of August would have been on a Thursday.
You're right. I'm looking at September. Okay, so it actually, he actually started it on the Thursday, not the Tuesday.
Yes, I am showing where you would have called in on 8/27 and that refund would have been processed.
Okay, so it goes by 3 to 5 working days?
Yes, it is 3 to 5 business days.
Right, so it's just days of the week. So it would probably, by the time it was submitted and everything in today's Tuesday, would only be 3 days, correct?
Today would be the third business day from when that was submitted.
Right, okay. No problem. I just was, you know, double-checking to make sure that, you know, those things had been at least started, not completed. Because I did hear him say it would take anywhere from 3 to 5 days. I just wanted to verify the actual date of the call and when he started the process. And I thank you for all of your help.
Well, you're very welcome. So, yes, you should have the refund by the end of business Friday. If not, I would give us a call Monday. And was there anything else I could assist you with today?
I just want to confirm that confirmation number one last time. You said it was a 771-837. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And you have a great rest of your week. Be safe. And thank you again.
Well, you're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service for Omax Health, and I hope you do have a good rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.